Joining me, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, congratulations, a 6-3 win. You got to be happy about all that scoring your team did today.
Well, thanks, Kel. And you're, to use a Tom Sertori phrase, you're spot on. We talk about a big old crooked number. Six might not be crooked, but it's definitely more. It's not as straight as one is. So that was really good. That was the goal. And it was a good game, fun game.
I had a chance to visit with Callie Forsberg in my first intermission today and congratulate her on her first career goal, but also mentioned to her how nice it is to see your team scoring power play goals. Just a year ago, your team only scored 9 all season. Today, you go for 3 for 3.
Yeah, wasn't that something? That was really cool. Obviously, Raylee Carney was a big part of that, scoring her first 2 career goals here. The power play was very, very impressive. Special teams were big. Obviously, we just had the one penalty kill, but it came at a big time for us. It was 0-0 game. So, but yeah, I was really, really impressed with our power play today.
3 for 5 on the weekend. That's awesome. You get some great play from some of your defensemen. I noticed Taylor Larson out there. She looks stronger than she did last year. Adriana Vandeleest with 3 assists. Talk about your defensive crew.
Yeah, very, very impressive performance by that entire group. We talked about Ella not being with us today, so you know Chloe stepped in and I thought she played really well. I thought Adriana and Kendra were outstanding, both offensively, defensively. They were creating opportunities, but same with Mac and Kate. You know, that pairing was good. And then you're right about Taylor and Rosie. I thought they had a really solid weekend, and Chloe looked comfortable. So it was again, really, really impressive performance by the defense.
You get another newcomer in your lineup today, Gino Hendrickson, stepping in for Kayla Santel there on that fourth line. But getting that first goal out of the way for her as obviously a Minnesota player, but being able to play here in Bemidji has got to be pretty special to get her first goal here.
Oh, for sure. And just, a real good play, kind of a Section 8 play there. That was Shelby Braylon from Thief River, throwing that puck towards the net, and Gina went to the net. We've been talking ad nauseum about net front. And that's what she did. She went to the front of the net, stick on the ice, great deflection. So, that was fun to see.
47 faceoff wins, Coach. Obviously, that's always a huge component to winning a hockey game, is getting those faceoff wins.
First battle of the shift. And we were much better today than yesterday. I think that was a big part of why we were able to do what we did. So, yeah, the face-off is so important, so it was fun to see, too.
First home sweep, you put that aside. You've got Clarkson next weekend. They're going to be tough, but how much confidence do these two wins give your team going out east?
Well, again, it's you just feel good about yourself. You feel good about your game, and it's fun, right? I mean, there's nothing beats winning hockey games at this level. We've talked about that before. So they're going to enjoy the weekend, but we talked about that. It's going to be a challenge. They're a very, very good team. I'm sure they've got that series circled after what we did to them last year here. So we got to be good. Yeah, it's going to be a great challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
Coach, look forward to visiting with you at Media Day. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Congrats.
Thanks,
again.
Kel. You too.
Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. One more break to get to, and we wrap things up here from Bemidji. Our final score here today, 6-3. Wow. Beavers. Home sweep. I think things are looking mighty good for this Bemidji State squad this year. We take one more break, come back, we'll wrap things up, get you caught up on all those scores from our Stitzer Smith scoreboard. That's next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.